Well, start of the morning walk a little bit later this morning, 7 o'clock in London. Rainy morning. Not looking to be the nicest of days, but the rain has just sort of laid off for a little while. So I'm taking the opportunity to get Poppy into the park. I'm hoping all the people with their little dogs that they exercise before work every day won't be there today, because they'll be having a lie-in. The little dogs are fine, but they tend to have uptight owners, so when the little dog runs at Poppy and Poppy reciprocates by playing, the owners get a bit freaked because Poppy's pretty big and strong. She's very friendly, she never bites or anything, but she's boisterous. We're just leaving our place and heading to the park now. My wife's at her sister's for the evening. She stayed over with her and our nephews. Basically, there's a family party going on, which kind of makes me brings me to the reason for this boo. Rather than it just being a ramble, I've been awake since about 10 o'clock, so you know, 8 hours into my day. And I've had a really nice start to the day. It's a really nice long period of the day. Chatting away on Google Buzz and various conversations on there, ranging from all sorts of subjects. Coding websites, coding web apps, gaming, online gaming, console gaming, news items, technology items. Lots of different stuff, lots of interesting sciencey stuff. I've watched a TED lecture somebody sent me to with a quick link. I've learned about a couple of content management systems I hadn't looked at before. So yeah, a really good night. But I'll get to the point. The point is, the reason I'm not with my wife in Kent celebrating with the rest of the family is because I'm suffering from the agoraphobia that I've suffered from, and some mental health problems at the moment after a couple of nervous breakdowns. Anyone who listens to my booze will know about that. I'm not talking about that today. I'm talking about really the sense of isolation when... one second. Ah, the beauty of a dog. Sorry, that was interrupted by the call of nature. Good thing about Poppy was, as soon as we'd finished cleaning up that, putting it in a bag in the bin, walked on, and she, for some reason, hates standing in other dog shit. So she warned me of dragging me in a different direction, which I would have probably stood in if it wasn't for her. Anyway, so yeah, I'm basically unable to go to these family events. I can go for a walk with Poppy because I'm recovering, and it's taking me a while. I got quite far doing the recovery last year, but various things happened anyway. But social media gets talked about a lot, and I'm not sure all of it's that social. I think there's an element of it that's just like teletext or people throwing free newspapers at you on a train station dressed up as social media. I don't know whether it's just the term or whether it's the fact that when a lot of people use something that by its nature doesn't set too many rules and it becomes self-moderating, it only can self-moderate to an extent. Anyway, I'm going sidetracking. The point I was making is how wonderful it is to have these tools, because otherwise I just wouldn't have any connection with anyone but my wife and my dog. I audio boo to just get things off my chest, because I don't see many people. The fact of that was just a lot of friends moved out of London before I had my breakdown, and the ones that were left, it's difficult for them, to know how to communicate with me. It was at the time I was very depressed and lots of things anyway. And so yeah, I haven't really got any friends who'd come and see me. And I can't go and see them because they're too far away, and I'm recovering from agoraphobia. You know, as I say, I make it to the park and you can hear how long that walk is because I'm about to arrive, so it's not that far from my house, but it's still for me significant. Twitter felt like social, sort of. The kind of social where you keep passing each other in a corridor and finishing a paragraph over the course of a day. Bit frustrating, it wasn't very engaging. Possibly the 140 characters was the thing there. I think probably we'll look back and see the Twitter revolution as a revolution amongst clued up early adopters, celebrities, and people who follow the early adopters. 1 second. Poppy, sit. Poppy, sit. Poppy, listen, I'm going to let you off the lead. Sit. Right, we're in the park. This has gone on far too long, but still, a walk from my house to the park, one of the last I'll be making since we're moving to the countryside in less than 2 weeks. And really, yes, whilst this boo has supposed to be about the influences of social media, or being sociable with people, exchanging bits of media and lots of conversation in a long form description, is a wonderful thing when you've got mental health problems and or any sorts of challenges. I can imagine lots and lots of people benefit, and lots of people without any of those challenges, but lots of other life challenges or just life, which is a challenge. So yeah, woot, hurrah. And all of that stuff. Have a good day anyway. I'm going to concentrate on being in the park with Poppy now, so I started the boo before I left. As a footnote, Poppy just had an encounter with another dog, a good encounter where they played and laughed and seemed to be laughing. I call it laughing when she bares her teeth, but obviously it's not. But I was just going to say, it's true, there's no one in the park. All the people with their annoying, yappy little dogs who hassle and do things like drop tennis balls and wonder why Poppy picks the tennis ball up. They're not here. They're having a lie-in. So, hurrah!